Tell Me a Story is a program from the Midwest Genealogy Center dedicated to preserving the stories of people, places, and communities. This recording was made possible in partnership with the Friends of Inglewood Theater to document memories of Independence, Missouri's historic Inglewood Theater and Ben Franklin Store. We hope you enjoy the following story and consider using the Tell Me a Story program to preserve your voice and story for future generations.
My name is Jennifer Clark. Hello. And I am interviewing Darren Hinesley at the Inglewood Arts Center in Independence, Missouri, as part of the Midwest Genealogy Center's Community Archiving Day. And the date is May 17th, 2025. So Darren, you said that you have some memories about the Inglewood Theater. Would you like to tell us about it?
Yeah, I was trying to remember the exact dates or so, but I was always fascinated with the theater. I know I came here with my uncle as probably a little boy, and I was always interested in the classic horror movies and science fiction movies. And I want to say it was Creature from the Black Lagoon that I saw here first in the theater. And I wish I could remember more specifics about it.
Do you remember what it looked like, the theater?
Well, it just felt like going back into time. And I was always a fan of those early, you know, since I was into old movies, you hear about these old movie palaces. I knew about the Midland Theater downtown here. But by then, most of those, except for the Midland, almost all of them had stopped showing movies. Even the Screenland theaters that have now come into success, they weren't around back then. It was mainly the drive-ins, or I think just Inglewood. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was just if you wanted to have that, an escape from kind of the mall culture that was big in the 80s or so, everything was just the flashy malls, that it was nice to go and go to a place that was dedicated just to the movies and the theaters.
Who would you go with?
I'd be just a couple of my friends. Since I was into old movies, my friends were definitely gravitated toward that too. So, I was trying to think of his name. Bob Brown, a very common name, but yeah, I think he and I would have come here. But mainly it was my uncle before he passed away, Jim Tyser, James Tyser. He ate at the Inglewood Cafe, and I remember going over there early in the morning. He was a realtor, so we would start the day over in the Inglewood Cafe when I get to ride around with him. And so I was always aware of this block and just thought it was just such an interesting place. It was always kind of an art culture sort of, or out of the way. It just felt so much different than a lot of the other places around here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what impact do you think that the theater had on the community?
The community... I actually live in a suburb, Raytown, so I really wasn't familiar with this other than just Independence in the Square. So I'm not sure about the people that lived around here. It had to been fun. I would hope that they would have kept, you know, since we did have there was the Ben Franklin. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there was like a little grocery or something like that, but I can't imagine it being like almost a small village right in here. Mm-hmm. I know historically, I think that's how it even began. It's just a stop on the railroad before it was incorporated by Independence.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when the theater closed?
Yeah, it was. It had to have been mid-80s, I think. I was trying to remember that. And I remember coming here, they had some sort of a week. It seemed like that they were showing movies, knowing that it was going to be closing. And even though you could see that it was in need of repairs and things like that, there was still that hope that it would just close down for a little while, they'd fix it up, and then it would open up again, which it just never did happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then some years later, I was looking to establish a art gallery. And I had looked all around town. The arts district was big down in the downtown Kansas City and the Bottoms and things. And it just occurred to me, I wonder if that place where they used to have the theater at was still doing anything. And so I drove over here and saw a few signs for some businesses for rent and got in touch with one of the property agencies here and eventually found a place to start a gallery just across the street from where the theater is.
Mm-hmm. And how long did you have the gallery?
I guess it was 4 years. Yeah, about 4 years. It was one of the big hopes then when I had got the lease was this building that we're in now, the Arts Center. It was still in pretty rough shape, but the plan was there to open this new art center. And I was hoping that to hang on until it got into place, knowing that it would draw more interest back into the community. But unfortunately, there was other things that happened. And so I had to leave before until this complex was completed. Mm-hmm. They had the first floor was open and they were doing some events in here. Mm-hmm. And then my hope had been, since I ran this art gallery, it was sort of a dark art gallery, that had the theater been in operation, that maybe they could have showed midnight movies or something, and I could have sponsored something over there for another old Universal horror movie or something like mm-hmm. that. But
what years were you open?
It started just before the pandemic, so that was March of 2020, and then just closed at the end of 2024, okay. December.
Wow. Yeah. So what would you like to see happen to the theater?
Oh, I hope they can just restore it right back. Again, I mentioned about the Screenland theaters. I think that's what they call them, mm-hmm. The one in... There's no reason that shouldn't be here. And this is so much bigger than some of those theaters are too. So I'm hoping that it was well documented with photos and things inside so where that they could reproduce it or at least keep it in that style of the era. And then they could show not just movies, but I would hope that they could have other events in there too. But they could have festivals, movie festivals, maybe even local movie makers, because I have several friends that do that, and so I just think that it's set over there for so long, and I was so worried about it, mm-hmm. knowing that it had been vandalized, knowing that it had been kind of at the deteriorating, I guess. And so, you know, anytime you have an old building that's closed up, that's what's going to happen. So I was always hoping that there wasn't as much damage that it couldn't be restored. So mm-hmm. I'm really hopeful.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.